It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Back in the late 1960s, a little five-year-old boy came home after playing with several of his friends. Speaking of one of his little playmates, he told his father that his small friend had used a bad word. "What did he say, son?" asked his father. The little boy replied, "He said, nigger." You see, the small boy had been taught to say negro and not nigger. Negro was the term that was acceptable in those days to describe the black person. He'd been taught that he should respect his fellow man. Many times he had been corrected when he mispronounced the word. He had come to know that there was a proper way of pronouncing the word and a slurring method. Couldn't we all use a little more of what the little boy had? Respect, I mean. Wouldn't it be a better world if the white man would treat the black man with more respect? And would not our relationship be so much better if the black man would treat the white man with the same respect? It doesn't cost anything to be nice, and it solves so many problems. There's so much hatred and ugliness and disrespect in our world that there just isn't room for any more. And certainly, we don't need any more. We don't trust each other. We try to cheat each other. We show contempt for each other. It has become so very expensive to go this route. Saying black doesn't require any extra effort, just a little respect. And whitey, coming from the lips of a black person, doesn't make them any bigger or better. Respect means we have to be respectable. All of us could learn from that. Instead of trying to place the blame on another race, we could begin by making ourselves a little more respectable. I'm speaking about all of us, all races. If we want another race to respect us, it means that we are going to have to be respectable. It means that we must make ourselves so worthy of respect that people cannot keep from respecting us. Where there's hatred, we must replace it with love. Where there is prejudice, we must replace it with justice. Where there is disrespect, we must replace it with respectability. Now, accomplishing this is no easy job, but He can help us do it. And we'll never be able to accomplish it without His help. Burning cities isn't going to make our country any better. Neither is relegating any group of people to a second-class role. But He can make our country better. And if we will allow Him, He can make us better. For it's certain that our country will never be any better unless we are. The story about the five-year-old is true. The boy's father was real proud of the boy, too. I know. You see, he was my son.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.